the mountain that cannot be possessed. Psalm 125 feels quiet at first, but it carries a fierce kind of comfort. This is one of the songs of ascents, and by this point the pilgrim has changed. Earlier in the journey, he had to learn that help does not come from the hills, but from the Lord, Psalm 121, 1-2. Now he can look at hills again without trusting them. That is maturity. When creation is no longer your saviour, it can become your teacher. To an ancient worshipper approaching Jerusalem, the city did not appear as an isolated peak. It sat within a ring of higher ridges. The Western reader often imagines Zion as a lonely summit, but biblical Jerusalem was held within hill country. The psalm turns that geography into theology. Just as the mountains encircle Jerusalem, so the Lord encircles his people. Not merely ahead of them, leading, not merely above them, ruling, but around them, on every side. Yet here is the deeper mystery. Zion is called immovable, though Jerusalem was invaded, shaken, and even burned. So this psalm cannot mean that stone walls never fall. It means that God's covenant purpose cannot be overthrown by history. The mountain is stable because God is faithful. The city may tremble. The promise does not. This is why the New Testament can speak of Mount Zion and of receiving an unshakable kingdom. Hebrews 12:22-28. In Christ, Zion becomes larger than a hill. It becomes the settled reign of God that survives exile, empire, death, and even our own weakness. Anik. Verse 3 is especially piercing. The psalmist says the scepter of wickedness will not remain over the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to evil. That is a profound diagnosis. The worst effect of oppression is not only that it wounds the godly, but that it tempts them to become like what they suffer under. Evil rule has a discipling power. It can train the wounded to love crooked methods. The word for scepter is shebet, a rod, a staff. In Psalm 23, the rod in the shepherd's hand comforts. Here, the rod in the wicked hand crushes. The same image becomes either care or tyranny, depending on whose hand holds it. John Calvin noticed the mercy here. God limits the reign of evil not only to end pain, but to preserve the souls of his people. The psalm ends with a contrast between the upright in heart and those who turn aside to crooked ways. It is a matter of spiritual shape. Sin is rarely a sudden fall. More often it is a subtle bend. Peace, then, is not mere calm. Peace be on Israel means, Lord, make your people straight within. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 121, 1-2, Isaiah 26, 3, 4, Romans 12, 17-21, Hebrews 12, 22-28. Hymn suggestion, glorious things of thee are spoken. Prayer, Lord, surround me where I do not see my danger. Keep the crookedness of the world from entering my heart. When evil presses in, do not let my hands learn its ways. Fasten me to your unshakable kingdom in Christ, and make me upright within. Amen.